Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. When life gets complicated and you start to feel overloaded and sluggish, it's time to hit the reset button. Today we bring our series called Resetting My Life to a close. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shares the steps you can take to reset your life and experience positive, lasting change. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the Purpose-Driven Life Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate, a hardcover book that will help the graduate in your life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Making the Hard Changes in Me.
Everybody has a need to be respected. But if you don't get respect, as I said, you'll go out and just try to get attention instead. Everybody has a need to be loved. But if that need isn't met, you'll throw yourself at people in a wrong way. Everybody has a need to be valued. But if you don't feel that need to be met, you're going to talk too much. Everybody has a need to feel secure. Everybody does. But if you don't let God meet that need, you're going to try to control everything. A need is often a defect is often an unmet need being attempted to, you know, be satisfied in the wrong way. Okay, let's look at the third principle. First principle, remember, was lasting change requires learning and facing the truth. Number two, lasting change requires new thinking. We talked about that last week. Number three, lasting change requires, write this down, community and coaching. The Bible has a ton to say about this. Lasting change requires community and coaching. We're not going to get well on our own. You're not going to get healthy by yourself. We're better together. There are some things you're never going to be able to change in your life on your own. There's some problems in your life so big, you need to team tackle them. So I got a football team. When you got a player who's so big, no one person can take him down, they have to team tackle him. You need people in your life who will support you and help you team tackle some tough areas in your life. You need support. You need a small group. Now, it's a small group. It's small, not 25 people in it. You can't be intimate. You can't be honest with 25 people. But a small group of 4, 6, 8, at the most, maybe 10 people, small group that you can be gut-level authentic with. You don't need to be gut-level authentic with everybody. You don't need to tell everybody what you're working on, but you do need to tell somebody. Ephesians 4 says this, put away all falsehood, means be honest, and tell your neighbor. That doesn't necessarily mean your next-door neighbor. It just means your friend, your brother, your sister in Christ, somebody you're close to. Tell your neighbor the truth because we belong to each other. You don't belong to your neighborhood. You do belong to the church of God. Now, circle the word belong. We belong to each other. You can't become without belonging. You can't become what God wants you to be without belonging to his family and being in a small group where you belong.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Hi, this is Rick Warren, Bible teacher for the Daily Hope broadcast. Did you know that because of Easter, your past can be forgiven, you get a purpose for living, and you can have a home in heaven? That's good news. Where else can you get that kind of news? Nowhere else. And did you know that at Easter, studies have shown people are more open to an invitation to go to church than at any other time of the year? Don't go to church by yourself, but bring somebody who doesn't know Jesus Christ, a family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, a relative. And if you bring them to that church service and they come to know Christ, you're going to be making a friend for eternity. It'll be the most important investment you can ever make. in their lives. And by the way, if they come to Christ, would you let me know about it? I'd love to hear that story that you brought somebody to Easter and they found Jesus. You can write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. I would love to hear from you. God bless you and happy Easter.
Do you know someone who is graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate, and it will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this powerful resource. So don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
You can't become without belonging. You can't become what God wants you to be without belonging to His family and being in a small group where you belong. Now listen very closely. If you're serious about changing and growing and resetting your life, you're gonna have to face your fear about being gut level honest with just a couple people. You don't need everybody to know the stuff you're working on, but you do. The moment you tell one person, you get instant power you never had in any other way. You get instant relief. All of a sudden you open the closet and the boogeyman's not as big as you thought he was. Proverbs 28:13 says this: you will never succeed in life if you try to hide your sins and defects, faults, mistakes, patterns, stuff that everybody else sees, but we're pretending like you're pretending like you don't see. You'll never succeed in life if you try to hide your sins. Confess them, give them up, then God will show mercy to you. You know, we waste enormous amount of time and energy trying to cover up stuff that everybody sees anyway. You think other people don't see your faults? You think other people don't see your defects, your flaws, your mistakes, your personality quirks? Everybody sees them. We're just pretending, okay? Our biggest hurdle to holiness is our desire to look good. Our biggest desire, our biggest barrier to holiness is the desire to look good. But when you're in a small group of people who are gonna love you unconditionally, it's a small group of friends, and we've got over 7,000 of them here in the Saddleback Church. You can get in a small group. You don't have to look good. The small group I've been in for, I don't know, 20 years, those couples in that group, they know me inside and out. It's not Pastor Rick, it's just Rick. And there have been times I was so tired, I come in and I felt secure enough, I just fall asleep because I had such a long day. Nobody worries or wakes me up. Now that's a good group. All the guys are going, amen, I want a small group I go to sleep in every week. I didn't say every week. If you're not in a group, you need to get in one. Because lasting change requires community and coaching. Galatians 6:2, by helping each other with your problems, you truly obey the law of Christ. The 58 one another's in the New Testament. We love one another, help one another, serve one another, pray for one another, encourage one another, listen to one another, bear one another's burdens. 58 commands in the Bible say we're to do this with each other. We only grow through community. And there's some things in your life are never gonna change as long as you just try to change them by yourself. Now, lasting change in your life not only requires community, and I'm not saying a big crowd, just a small group, a trusted group of people who love you unconditionally. Not only requires community, and the best place to get that is at church, but it also requires coaching. Follow me on this. We always grow faster with a tutor or a trainer or a coach. Okay? Even superstars need coaches. Every single Olympic athlete still has a coach. Every pro baseball, football, NBA, basketball player, they've got a coach. And the higher up they are, the more they have personal coaches in all kinds of areas. What will a coach do? A coach will help you maximize your strength and minimize your weaknesses. When you go through the Bible, you see this principle everywhere. Joshua had his coach. His name was Moses. Elisha had a coach. His name was Elijah. Solomon had a coach. His name was David. And David had a coach. His name was Samuel. The 12 were coached by Jesus. John coached a guy named, funny name, Polycarp. Polycarp coached a guy in the next generation named Irenaeus. He had multiple generations of great Christian leaders. Timothy was coached by Paul. I could give you all kinds of examples of how you need a coach in your life. Every Paul needs a Timothy, and every Timothy needs Paul. Now, God has given five kinds of group coaches to the church, and they're in this next verse. It's Ephesians chapter 4. Christ gifted some of us to be apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers so that his people would learn, so that his people would learn to serve and his body would grow strong. And this will continue until we're united in our faith and understanding of the Son of God, and then we'll be mature just as Christ is, and we will be completely like him. That's what's called a restart. That's what's called a transformation. Now, if you're taking notes in that verse, circle the word learn and grow strong. Learn and grow strong. If you're serious about your life and working on the hard places that you don't like, that have been tough, that patterns that were set in childhood, you need to get a coach. You need to get a training partner. You need a spiritual coach, a friend. And it only has to be one step ahead of you. They don't have to be perfect, by the way. A coach just has to be one step ahead of you. All right. These are the principles for permanent lasting change. It requires me learning and facing the truth. It requires me to do new thinking. It requires community and coaching. You're never gonna change those tough things in your life by yourself. Finally, the fourth thing, lasting change requires the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. This is not something you do with just human energy. Only God can make those transformations in your life. You could make a law that says no more prejudice, no more racism, no more bigotry. But no law is ever gonna turn a bigot into a lover. Only God can do that. It's an internal change. Only Jesus can turn somebody who's prejudiced into somebody who's non-prejudiced and somebody who's a hater into a lover. Now, here's what the Bible says. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. This is the word of the Lord. You will not succeed. Are you hearing this? You will not succeed by your own strength or power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. You can no more transform yourself to be like Christ than you can transform yourself to be a tiger or a leopard. You can't transform yourself on your own power. Willpower is not enough. Now remember, we said earlier, you didn't collect your hurts and your habits and your hang-ups overnight. You're not going to eliminate them overnight. It's going to take T-I-M-E, time. It's going to take the rest of your life. But it'll be a slow process, and we're going to do a session on this one too, of incremental change. 1 Corinthians 3:18, as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like him. As the Spirit of the Lord works within us, it takes the Holy Spirit in your life. As the Spirit of the Lord works within me, I become more and more like him. That's true for you too. It's a gradual, step-by-step, incremental process. It's not instant. How many times have you heard me say, when God wants to make a mushroom, he takes 6 hours. And when God wants to make an oak tree, he takes 60 years. Question, you want to be a mushroom or an oak tree? I can show you how to become an emotionally healthy, spiritually strong, happy, healthy woman or man of God. I can teach you how to do that. I can't teach you how to do it quickly. There's no such thing like instant mashed potatoes, instant maturity, instant coffee, and instant holiness. It doesn't happen. More on that in another message. Let me just wrap it up by asking you this question. How seriously do you want this? How serious are you about changing for the better in your life? How serious you are about finally dealing with those parts of your personality that they irritate you besides irritating everybody else? How seriously are you interested in evicting the fears out of your life and the worries out of your life and the self-centeredness out of your life and the laziness and the procrastination and the excuse-making and the anger and the jealousy? How serious are you about evicting the insecurity out of your life? Do you really want to change for the better? You take these four steps from God's word. Let's bow our heads. Would you bow your head with me right now? Father, because none of us is perfect, we all have defective areas in our lives. And some of these are honestly so painful, we can hardly stand to even think about them. And Lord, I know every one of us have struggled with patterns and habits, self-defeating behavior, and weaknesses, character flaws, defects. Some people here today, they're in a defective relationship that's stuck, it's cold, and it's dying. And others are struggling with habits or hurts. And a lot of people here are struggling with the fear of being out of control. And the more afraid they get, the more controlling they become, and it just pushes people away from them. Give every one of us the courage to take the first steps to healing right now. All right? Now you pray. Say, Father, I'm asking you to help me learn and face the truth. Say that. I'm asking you to help me to learn and face the truth. And I'm asking you to help me to spend time every day in your word to learn that truth that will change my life. I'm asking you, Lord, to help me get in a community and get a coach. Find a friend who will help me through the tough times in my life. I know I can't change on my own. I've tried. And Lord, I'm asking you to help me think in new ways, like we talked about last week, that I've put on a new mind, a new way of thinking about my life and about you and about the past and the present and the future. And Lord, most of all, I know I can't do this on my own. I need your Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, I'm yielding myself to you today. I'm saying, Lord, make whatever changes you need to make in my life starting right now. I'm open, I'm available, I want to change, and I can't do it, not by might, nor by power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. If you've never opened your life to Christ, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life and begin the change process. little by little, step by step, helping me to become the woman, the man that I've always wanted to be. I can't do it on my own, God. I need your help. And Jesus Christ, I'm asking you to save my life and change my life. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, do you know someone who's graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate, and it will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, one of the things that really thrills me is when I hear from you and you tell me that you're sharing what I'm sharing with you with other people. In other words, you're passing it on. That makes us partners in ministry. Today I want to share with you a note from Ty, who listens regularly to Daily Hope, and then he passes it on to others. Here's what he wrote me. Pastor Rick, in today's podcast, you asked for listeners to share with you who we have introduced Daily Hope to. Well, I've done that a lot. I've shared your messages with dozens of men at the recovery ministry of my local church. And after completing the program myself, I'm leading the next group of believers walking through the 12 steps of Celebrate Recovery. And I usually have some wonderful insights to share that come to me from your Daily Hope messages. I'm also recommending your messages to my father, who is now a fervent listener as well. We call and we text each other often to discuss what we're learning. He says, Rick, my father recently gave me a signed copy of The Purpose-Driven Life as a gift to commemorate my 1 year of sobriety. I consider it a prized possession, and I display it proudly in my office. Well, Ty, God bless you, and thank you for your note. I'm just so glad to hear about what God is doing in your life, in your relationship with your dad, in your sobriety, in your steps of recovery, and in your ministry to other people. This is what Daily Hope is all about. We're in this together. I help you through these broadcasts so you can help others. Good work, my friend.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.